All right. It's been a while, guys. Long we miss the bang, long we miss the kayla. It's really time to bang, bro. Have a new bang, who the maki like kayla. You show them the nafish tifa, the yulas, Africa. Kayla, nafish to chayu, emo, the maki like kayla. And the kayla, not the mean, the kayla, who the maki like kayla, she will learn nafish to fly. Emo, the nafish to machem, shakish from David Al-Bay, emo, the maki like kayla, tzricha. Look at Rashi. Machna kfeila, a bain. Machna shayma kefo. Also the stalin, the drum will come on. Shebisho, shemosra loi. Lishmar, amnas kein mosra. Shem tigone, yisla vishalem. Yehei kefo shalom. So Rashi learns, this is a very interesting Rashi, important Rashi. The Rashi already, at this stage of the Gemara, Rashi refers you to the sugi at the end. The Gemara says, Neikhoina Mishas Mesir. It means, L'chaira, even at this stage of the Gemara, where you're not being mapped in the Behem itself. Only well, being Makna is the Kefil. Still, Rashi says that the way, the mode of Kenyan is being kind of Ayide, the Behema. As Rashi says clearly, when Rashi says Heferish, you know, the Mashiach of the Para, Rashi says it later when the Gemara says in the Miyamer, Rashi says, as Aaron pointed out, Rashi also ligon mishas mesir dam kark mishas mesir boy laknuye shemosh chimenu amnaskein. Here Rashi says amnaskein masra. It means the same thing. Dainu that mishas meshicha, mishas meshicha, meshichas hapara, mishas meshichas hapara is when the bailim is being makna the kefil to the shomer outside that he's going to pay when he didn't have to pay. Not that he's being mocking the behemoth itself, like the Gemara says later. Rashi says he's being mocking the kefil, which is the chayra, not like Taisvis, because Taisvis has issues with being kind of. Taisa has issues with being kind of the kefil. So if it's Taisa's problem with the kefil is a problem with the mois. There's a problem that the mois is not kind of only mishapara. So because of that kasha, we'll see Taisa learns that we're talking about you're not being kind of the kefil itself, you've been kind even the Hakmei the Gemara, you've been kind of the para l'chveila, not the kefil itself. Because I said that problem with the mode of Kenyan. Nothing to do with being mode. It's a little too early for that. But Rashi right away, Rashi seems to be avoiding Tyson's problem. Someone have a kindness here?
What's Tyson's problem?
What's Tyson's problem? Exactly. Tyson's problem exactly is a certain time of Achafili Avidi Dasso, Hey Chikna, Kefo, Bemois, Shashilem, Alemois, Enum Kindness, El Megum, El Mishapara. Tyson's problem is, Tyson's assuming that the way you're being kind of the Kefo is Aide, the payment of the Mois. When the shomer pays the mud, pays for the geneva, he knew he didn't have to. That is when he's being kind of the kefil. Taisa says we have a technical problem that mois is not kind of. Mois is not kind of. Mechagis Yechon Rish Lakish that the rice that drabanon is al zegzera shem yayim nisfuch techa balia. But either way, we say that the Gemara in Bamitzia, the Gemara in Azov says that mois is not kind of. And it's only in the Mishapar, the Haino. If a person pays for an object and then has Harata, right? So then there's a Misha Para. I mean, the Gemara says there's a call. Misha Para from Dara Mabel. Whoever paid, you know, whoever punishes Dara Mabel will punish him. It's a Gansa call, or we throw at the guy. But, Lamaisa, you're not kind, and Batsim, you could be Chayzer. So Mela, there's a problem how you're kind of the Kefal with Mois. Okay? And therefore, Tyson says, we're not learning Tyson right the second. When Rashi, though, Rashi seems to be bavarning Tyson's Kasha, and Rashi saying, no, you're not kind of the par l'kfela, like we Tyson learns. Mitaka in the Mitaka only being kind of the kefal itself. You've been kind of the kefal itself. As Rashi said, how are you kind of the kefal itself? By the meshicha of the para. The meshicha of the para allows you to be kind of the kefal. Now, this is a huge chiddush in Rashi, a huge chiddush in Rashi, because if Rashi is not talking about being kind of the para for the kefil, Rashi not being kind of the kefil itself, then how is it that when you're making a kinyan on the para, you kind of the kefil? What shaykh is the mashicha on the para have to do with being kind of the kefil? How is that a ma'aseh kinyan on the kefil? How's that a ma'aseh kinyan on the kefil? The chayav, you know, normally you make a kinyan, yet the ma'aseh kinyan has to be in the thing that you're being kind of.
Why can't you make a condition when he's kind of the
kefal? What's condition?
Say,
the question
you're being kind of the kefal, and during the mashicha, you're also kind of the
kefal. You're not answering the question. Now, how is the mashicha on the par? You're not being kind of the par. You're only being kind of the kefal. You're only being kind of. How is the mashicha on the par of a kinyan for the kefal? So, in the Taisa Rosh, we have a similar idea, but. In the Tais Rosh, at least it's less of a chiddush than in Rashi. Because Tais Rosh over here says, you know, in the Gemara Leib, the Gemara says, the Gemara has a problem, Eina the Makna of Shalalaylam. So he asks Kash, even if Adam were to be able to Makna of Shalalaylam, Ma Kenya Yeshkan, where's the Kenya? Nice. If it's mice, if the kinyan is a mice, then it's a tais problem. That mice is not kind of only lenim mishapara. You can be chayt. A mice is just that if you change your mind, if you renege on the deal, you get a mishapara, you get cursed. But batsim, it's not. We mice is not kind of. For okay, another question. Of Rashi Pirish, he quotes Rashi. Shekana b'shas mesira. So you know, as he say that Rashi is bavarning Tyson's question. Rashi is answering Tyson's question without asking it. That you're not being kind of the kefil with mois because mois is not kind of. What is it? Right? He calls Rashi b'shas mesira shemoshcha heimenu. By Reu k'mois lamanas shem tiganev v'yishalim. You're just going to be kefil. But Kashi says she says. If it's paraluch veila, so again, it's easy. He's not convinced in Rashi, seeming that Rashi is for sure the kinyan is just in the kefil. He's toying with the idea in Rashi: is it paraluch veila, or is it the kefil itself? You know, l'chayr lashon Rashi, at least to me, it would seem that Rashi is saying that you're carrying the kefil and not paraluch veila, because Rashi says. What's the when Shas the Masira Shim Tigane the years of Yishalem Yehei Kefil Shaloi, right? So Rashi does seem to be saying very clearly that the what we're talking about over here is a kinyan of the Kefil itself, not necessarily the Paraluch Fela. Rashi says Yehei Kefil Shaloi. All Rashi talks about is directly about the Kefil. So the Rosh. You know, it brings down the Rashi that Rashi is handling Bashas Mesira and not Bashas Yoni. Wake up. Not Bashas. Not Bashas Mesiras Hamois. Okay. And make you sit over here, Yoni.
space for half.
it out, you know, with the half a shtender, the half a person, you know.
First squishing between the tables.
Yeah. Like it's time, you know.
I'll probably wake him up and he'll
need to move. Okay. Now, but then he's like, he's toying with the idea of Rashi. Is it the parlo chayla or is it the kepa itself? But he says if it's parlo chayla, then it's not an issue of davar shebalayla. That's his problem with saying that it's parlo chayla. Okay? Man lo maknas shalay shum kini bepara, el shizka pekefa l'chol kegabna loy kani, he says. He says the problem being kind of just the kefa alone. So again, he brings in Rashi that you're clearly being kind of b'shas mashicha. Now, what is it that you're being kind of? We have two choices. Is it parlo chayla or is the kefa itself? Okay, if it's parlo chayla, he's got a problem with that. Then why is it problem davar shaloi b'laylam? Which Tosfos deals with, we'll see. Yeah? You know, what's the question? Because if it's parlo chayla, then why is it davar shaloi? I have a kinyan in the par for the kefil that the par is b'laylam. Why is it problem the davar shaloi b'laylam? Okay, so we'll get to that. But as Elamai, you want to be kind of the kefil, just the kefil, and that's why it's a problem with davar shaloi. But he says, and that's a problem. Why? Kegam leikani, I feel Reb Meir. Can I mean him again? So he's referring either to the Gemara and getting that Membeis and Beis, or maybe what he said. I was arguing very about that. That the Gemara there handles Eved leknas, and the Gemara is a tzad to say that even Fir Meir is a problem in being kind of the Eved and being kind of the knas. And he says leidami leper is dekel. So one second, he says that's pashit, that to be kind of the kefil. Yeah, to be kind of the kefil itself, even if you're a mayor, it's for sure going to be a problem, and it's different than Peres Dekel. Says the Rosh, if you want to say, maybe in Rashi, you want to say in Rashi, going with the Mahalaf of Rashi, yeah, that he's not being kind of the mice. He's been kind of B'shas Mashicha. But what is he being kind of? If he's been kind of the parrot, the parlach fail is a problem, it's not davar shebalayla. Why is it more hot than davar shebalayla? He'd be kind of put the parrot here. Elamai, you want to be kind of the kefil itself. And that's the kefil's not here. That's davar shebalayla. But he says, fakarat. But there's a bigger problem. And what's that? That even if you're a man, you can't be kind of the kefil. Why? Even though you could be kind of the pairs of the dekel, but you can't be kind of the kefil. So he says, why? He says, by the pairs dekel, shaychi basa dekel, it's shaykh to the dekel itself, umuchubarin, umoyo le pairs masha machzik be dekel. So he says, by pairs dekel, you can make a kinyan in the dekel for the pairs. Meaning, not dekel apeiris. You're not kind of the dekel for the fruits, but you want it. If you're mayor of the magdava shalai b'layla, right? So you kind of you make the kinyan is a kinyan on the fruits. But how are you making the kinyan on the fruits? You can make a kinyan on the fruits by making a chazaka on the tree. Because he says, since the fruits are shaykh to the tree, the mechubarim, pashti means also they come from the tree, right? The fruits come directly from the tree. Therefore, shaykh to make a maisa kinyan on the tree for the fruits that aren't even here yet. You know, then we get into davar shaloi b'laylam problems. But without davar shaloi b'laylam problems, right? Peres dekel if you're a mayor, could be kind of. We'll see, after seeing Rishonim about that, where they see that in Rameh. It's a different question, another question. Where do we see that in Rameh? Where do we see Rameh holds that the dekel of Peres is kind of? That's a whole definition. We'll discuss that next week. But But Rebbeinu does, the Gemara is assuming that's Rebbeinu Pashas that he holds. You could be kind of the Peres Dekka. Now, how are you going about being kind of? Says the Rosh, Pashas, that since the fruit come from the tree, I could do a Maisa Kinyan in the tree, and that would be considered a Maisa Kinyan on the fruits that haven't come yet. And the Fir Meir, that's how you can have the Maisa Kinyan. Abba says the Rosh, if you want to apply that to Kefil, I see your hand. If you want to apply that to Kefil, then that's not going to work. Because he says there's a fundamental difference between being kind of the Kefil and being kind of the Peiris. Because since the Peiris come from the tree, therefore by doing a Maisa Kinyan in the tree, you can be kind of the Peiris. Not Dekel of Peiris. Peiris Dekel by doing a Maisa Kinyan on the tree. Because the fruit have a Shaychis to the tree. Masha'en came by Kefil, the Kefil is coming from Mibachutz. It's not the Kefil doesn't come from the animal. It's a chiv the Ganim has to the Bailim. So Mela, technically, you could not be kind of the Kefil Ayidei doing a Maisa Kinyan in the para.
This is
the Taisa Rosh. But L'chaira, Rashi is saying everything Taisa Rosh is saying, except for some reason he's not bothered by this problem. Rashi is goofa saying what Taisa Rosh is saying you can't say. And it seems to be that Rashi is saying that no. Rashi is saying that Aidei, a Maisa Meshicha, in the para, you could be kinda, that could be considered a Maisa Kinyan on the Kefil. And putting aside the Dava Shalai Ba'ayla problem, which is what the Gemara is going to discuss, but without the Dava Shalai Ba'ayla problem, which is a problem in any Kinyan, right? That's the question, whether it's going to be a problem for your mayor over here, it's Vidasi, not Vidasi, okay. But Mitzad, the Maisa Kinyan, we don't have a problem. Besides the Maisa Kinyan, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. It's not a huge Kiddush, and the Rosh has major issues with that, that you can make a Maisa Kinyan on the Para, and that could be considered a Maisa Kinyan on the Kefa, which is huge Kiddush. And even the Rosh is a Kiddush. Even what's mashma from the Rosh, that by Peres Dekel, you can make a Maisa Kinyan on the tree, to be kind of just the Peres by themselves, not Dekel Peres. You can make Maisa Kinyan tree to be kind of the Peres. That the Rosh Derech Agav just shows his hand, and that's how you kind it. That's no Gemara. We talk about Rebbe Hold, you can kind of Peres Dekel. The Gemara never tells us how are you going about being kind of that. Right? Maybe, like the Hare, look, if you look at the Shita has other possibilities. The Shita says, the Taisa Shans in the Shita, yeah? He says you can do a Kinyan Sudar. Yeah, if you're looking for a mode of Kinyan, there are other options. You can have Kinyan Chalipin if that's a problem. You need a Kinyan. You can do Kinyan Chalipin by Agav Karka. Right? You can be kind of a Talatul in Agav Karka. Again, barring the Dovish Labayla problem, there are Ifanim of Kinyanim. Right? So it gives you three possibilities. If you look like Kinyan Gomor, yeah, because you could even be makna, right? It's Gemara and Sai Dalid, which we had about 100 years ago. It talks about being kind of Bana, behind all, become Himalay. You know, Shaykh to be kind of, says the Rosh Mishan. So in our Gemara, if you're looking for a mode of Kinyan, how you can kind of the Kefil, again, barring the Dovish Loyal problem, he gives you three possibilities where all these three possibilities you don't have the Rosh's problem that we have in Rashi. But Rashi's clear that Rashi learns a fourth possibility, which is making a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Meshicha in the Para to be kind of just the Kefil, which is Mamish Wild Kiddush. A Wild Kiddush.
From the Para you can be kind of? Who says it's from the Para?
Who says it? Rashi.
Yeah,
Rashi says you're making a idea of the Masira is a para. And Rashi, as Aaron,
what's the Masira?
And as Aaron pointed out, Rashi Lamadal and Aleph throws in the word Mashiach as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about Mashiach the para.
That could very easily be
what?
Open.
No. That's not, no. Chalipin is Kenyan Sudr. I don't see a handkerchief over here. No one's blowing your nose over here. There's no handkerchief here. There's no one, Rashi didn't say anybody, no. Rashi said, Rashi's a Mashicha. I don't tell you. Aaron was Mashiach and Rashi and Medallah, then Rashi throws Mashiach. He had a big problem. Why didn't Rashi say it before? Okay, whatever, we'll deal with that. Yeah? We'll live with it. We have to live with it. But Rashi says with the Masira. So he doesn't say it fair. And then there he says, right? Shemosh the menu. The Mashas Masira boy liknuye. Shemosh the menu. I'm an askay. I don't know what you want. What do you see? Where do you see a Sudra? Where do you see a no? I don't know what you're talking about.
There is, I know.
It might just true, but Rashi's not discussing that. Rashi's not being rammed. There's no gematria here either. There's no Rosh Davis here either. I don't think that Rashi is being rammed to Hanah. If there is Hanah, it's true there is Hanah, but what's so what? But we're not discussing that. Rashi talks about Mashiach.
Yeah,
even the sheet himself says the Rash Mishan says behead the Rash is not like him. He goes on, he says again, so he gave you three possibilities how you can actually be kind of it, right? Miu, Loitach and Tam Zeb Maskana. But he says, all this is very nice in the Havmina. But once we get to the Maskana, once we get to Rava, that says Nasakaim is some Gneva Knuyalach. Like Kani Eichet Kaim Ba'agam Mash Mehedya Kepirsha Kuntres Mash Lehedya Kepirsha Kuntres Like Kani Ela B'Meshichas HaPara. Says the Rash Mishans that once we get to Rava, all my wonderful pshatim fall away. Right? Because once we say the Kaina, yeah, Shachas Kain L'Gneva, then you need. And it's a problem with Agam, right? Because it can't be called Sakinyana. We'll have to wait when we see the Gemara, right? So then, obviously the Kinyan is Mashiach, and that's why it has to be Agam. So he said, then if you like Rashi, then they kind of with Mashiach. V'loy machmas davrach. So Rash Mishans very clearly says, in Rashi, and I don't think you need the Rash Mishans to say it, but Rash Mishans does say it, okay? In Rashi, what?
Who says it?
The Shita, I was calling the Shita B'Shem Taisa Shans, which is otherwise known as the Rash B'Shans. Shimshin B'Sand. Okay? So, it's very clear that he's learning Rashi, that's the King Mashiach. So, Meila, it means Rashi even in the beginning of the Gemara. Rashi's not just at the end of the Gemara. He says that when we get to Rava, we're forced to join Rashi's team over here. In the beginning of the Gemara, we didn't need Rashi. Once we get to the end of the Gemara, we need Rashi. But Rashi's saying it from day one. Rashi's saying it right in the beginning of the Gemara that the issue over here, the way of being kind, is with Mashiach, and there's an awesome chiddush in Rashi that you can be kind of the kefil. You can be kind of the kefil, just the kefil, with the Maisa Kinyan on the para, which the Rosh has a very hard. Again, the Rosh, for some reason, the Rosh doesn't say clearly that's what Rashi's saying. I don't know why. Yeah, he's like, Rashi says, Mashas Masira, and then he's done. Okay, is it Dekalape, is it Paralachveil, or is it not? And he handles. But he's not saying clearly that Rashi's saying the tzad that he doesn't like. But Akbanami does bring that tzad, and he says that it doesn't work because it's not Megufay. Which is interesting in the Rosh, because the question, you know, it's not okay. We have to see where you see Taisvis, but the question in the Rosh, in Taisvis Rosh, how is he learning the Gemara and Gittin? Because he's in the beginning, he said, "I mean, in Gittin, that you can't be kind of the Knas or the Kefil, And it's different than Paris Dekel because it's not Mechuber, it's not Bamigufay. So, especially where does he see that in the Gemara? Or does he see that in the Gemara in Gittin? That we'll have to see when we see the Gemara in Gittin.
From the beginning of the Gemara, it doesn't seem like Rashi's. Not much,
but
it's from Meshicha. It just seems like he's explaining the Gemara.
He's explaining the Gemara. The question is, what is he explaining?
He's just saying that...
He says that, Shebashas Shemasra Loi, Al Menas Kain Masra. It was, the Mesira was Al Das, that the Kefal will be his.
It's not
much
Meshicha. It's just what's going on in the Shmira, not anything else.
But why is it talking about the Mesira? Why is it that the Mesira, was Al Das came?
That makes the actual Shmira. The Mesira makes the Shmira.
So you're going with Yoni means Ana?
No. Just explain
what
Machmele Kefilah means.
Again, but how is he Machmele Kefilah? Bashas Mesira, he's being Meiser, he's, right? He's giving it over that. Amanas Shabashas Mash Lishma Amanas Kain Masr with this understanding that it was being given to him, that he'll be cutting the kefil if he pays.
It is weird that he doesn't like.
I mean, it's true. Mashiach. That's correct. Well, but on Aman Aleph, he does take Mashiach also. When the Gemara says that there's a problem of it's not a Vidasi. Top Rashi, right? It was me aim the Mignivash, Asli Gana, Litni Le Kefil, Bishas Mesira. Going back, now Karchak Rashi says, Bishas Mesira, Boy Le Knuye. Right? It has to be Bishas Me. Rashi doesn't have it and does not know about any other possibilities that the other Rishonim are saying. Rashi's, it has to be Bishas Mesira. Why? She Mashcha Mimenu, Amanas Kein. So then Rashi does throw in Mashcha Mimenu. So that's buzz of a Gil al Zed. It's mashma that Rashi's not. There's no reason to say that this Nukuda changed in the beginning of the Gemara or in the Gemara's Kasha.
Once we know Rashi
al
Zed, so now it can change.
Why? No. What the mode of Kenyan was, the Chayit didn't change. It's just we had a problem. The Gemara's asking on whatever it is that your understanding is happening over here. It's a problem of Rashi al Zed. In other words, you've been kind of. Something the Gemara's problem is not in the mode of kin. The Gemara's problem is in the chayfetz hakonoi. What you're trying to be kind of something, but you can't be kind of, right? So whatever understanding we had in the kasha, that's what the Gemara understood beforehand. How the kinyan's happening. So Rashi explained it. It's pretty clear that Rashi is going with Mashiach.
And every other Rashi where he tries to explain it, he mentions Mashiach. So why is the first Rashi different?
I don't know. I told Aaron's boy, it's a good question why Rashi didn't speak it out all that clearly when we came in the beginning. I don't know, but based on Rashi later, and even the way I understood the Rashi, okay, the way I understood the Rashi, without the Rashi later, was that he's handling Kenyan of the Mesira itself as the Kenyan. But you're right. In the Rashi here, it's not Mochach, but certainly with the Rashi later, it's very clear that's going on. And then there's huge chiddush over here, huge chiddush to the point that it's really a kash, like the Rashi says. How is Shaykh Kenyan? Okay, let's move on a little bit. So, Gemara.
In the Rashi, you're saying that there's the Kenyan where you're doing the para, but you're the Dekel, but you're with that because there's something where you're doing it. Can we explain it that the only problem of Dabar Shalom Al Olam is that there's nothing to do Mashiach on it? However, that's solved by a Dekel of Paris because you can do Mashiach on a Dekel because the Paris.
No, Mashiach Chazaka.
What?
Chazaka, you can't do Mashiach on a Dekel. Chazaka.
Okay.
He has up.
So saying that maybe that, and then that also avoids the problem. Saying then they get rid of the problem of Rabbi Shlomo Olam, which every time would still be a problem. What he does is Rabbi Shlomo Olam. So saying no, the only problem with Rabbi Shlomo Olam is there's nothing to do a Maisa Kinyan on. But over here we have a Dekel to do a Maisa Kinyan on.
As well, what are you trying to answer with this?
How Dekel
Paris
helps.
How Dekla Paris? Where's the Paris Dekla? Not Dekla Paris.
Paris Dekla. How Paris Dekla helps?
I what?
In Dover Shlomo Lolan. See, the only problem with Dover Shlomo Lolan is there's nothing to do with Isaac Kinyan on. But if you have a Dekla to do with Isaac Kinyan on.
No, but that.
This is before Dover Shlomo Lolan, so.
But. Okay, we'll talk about that. Okay, it's a side question. Okay, talk about that. Now, right. Let's go. Right side. So Gemara made tzrichus, so says Rashi. Hey, l'maklik feli, masloi metchila. I'm gonna ask Cain again. Enough shkeflayu. Shein boyin l'day arbam chamisha. Shein and heges el b'shar v'seb b'lvad. El b'shar v'seb b'lvad. So meila, they were dafka by kelim and not by an animal. So the question was raised. That why don't we say that maybe he should be mapping him the kefla, not the dal behe, not the beis begimel, not extra. The kefla is the one gemakne. So why don't we say he's mapping the kefla without the extra?
What's the question?
Again, let's say that even the shor, the whatever it is, the shor, the set is going to be shechted dal behe, right? The tanim owes the bailim dal behe. Now we say. The Bailam was, since the Shomer paid, the Bailam was willing to give him kefil. Not willing to give him Dalvei, right? We're willing to give him kefil, right? So why don't we say that of the Dalvei, he's always willing to give him the kefil. So even so out of the Dalvei, he'll get the kefil, the Shomer will get the kefil, and the Bailam will get the rest. Two or three.
On the Gemara, this question?
It's a question on the Gemara. Why is Gemara saying that he's not willing to give, that we say that if it didn't say, if it only said Caleb in the Mishnah, it didn't say Behema, I wouldn't know that that the Mishnah, the dinner of the Mishnah applies to Behemis. Why? Because then there's a potential for Radal Behe. Right. And that he's not willing to give. So the question was asked, he only asked the question, why, I don't know, both of them, whoever asked it, why don't we say that let him be mak the cave without the seventh Dal Behe? So I was wondering, I'm not sure, it might have to do with things we'll talk about later. And that is, that it could be that we don't say, you know, there's halacha, for example, that, different case in the Gemara, we say, Dal v'hei rachmana v'loi beiz v'gimel. Meaning, in the case where there's no kefil, there's no dal v'hei, right? For that reason, there was no kefil. There's no dal. There's no. You don't say that. Oh, there's no kefil. But at least you'll pay the difference. Beis v'gimel, right? Dal v'rachman of beis v'gimel, right? So over here you have to declare. And that might depend on how we understand what's going on over here.
No,
but
there still is the.
But
the
over here you have to declare. Over.
You can't say Dalvei Amrana
below
the right.
But over here, we have to clear in this situation where he's makna him the kefil and not the Dalvei. Yeah, the pshat is that going to be a problem of v'loy beis v'gimel? Now that we'll say, are we going to say that if we say the pshat is that? The Shomer is going to own. He's going to own the kefil, and the Bailim is going to own the beis v'gimel. Do we say that we look at it as two separate things, and it's not shayach to have a chiyuv, an independent chiyuv of beis v'gimel, of beis v'gimel, which might have to do with how is it. And what is it that he's being makna over here? In other words, like this. If we say that he's just being makna the schus of the mammon, there's bats in the chiv of the mammon, and this is a chakir which is going to be gay elsewhere as well, is the pshat that the bats in the chiv of the mammon, yeah, is really to the bayil. The chiv of the kefil, the chiv of the al hay is to the bayil. What he's selling, What the Bailam is selling to the Shomer is the schus that he has in the mammon. The Bailam has a schus in the mammon. So he's selling it, he's giving it to him. That schus that he has, he's giving it to him. That's the whole sukkah, is a problem of Shabbalam, etc. Yeah, but what he's giving him is that's chus mamun, that's chus of the kaif on dal v'hei that the bialim has. So if the pshat is he's giving him the chus of the bialim, so then chayyim can give him part of the chus. If that's him, the dal v'hei is coming to me as the bialim. I have a right to sell to the shaymer. I have a right to sell to the shaymer. Part of that chus. So then, l'chayra, it wouldn't necessarily be a problem of v'loy beis v'gimel, because b'etzem the chus of the dal v'hei is totally by the to the bialim. And meila, if it's the chus of the dal v'hei is to the bialim, elmai, I'm selling or giving to the shomer part of my schus. I have a schus for Dal Bay. I'm selling him, part of that to him. Yeah? So then, so that's him. There is a chiv of Dal Bay over here. It's not a chiv of Beis V'Gimel. The chiv of Dal Bay. The chiv of Dal Bay is to me. I'm selling him part of it, giving him part of that. So Mela, that wouldn't be a problem of Beis V'Gimel. So then I would be able to give him part, and then maybe you'd have the question, so why don't we say at least let him give him the kaful part of it? But if we say, and this is, I just thought about this morning, thinking through more, but just the idea maybe, if we say the pshat is that when he's selling him the kaful, pshat is that his kinyan, let's go with Taisus, that's Dekla Peiris, Paral Chvela, Pshad is that the Shomer is getting a kinyan in the Para. I mean, the Shomer is getting a kinyan in the Para, which would mean that the Chi of Kefal is Be'etzem to him. It's not the pshat that the etzem, the chiv that the ganav has is to the bailim. And the bailim is selling or giving a chelik of the schus that he has to get the money. He's giving his, he's being makne his schus to get the money. He's being makne to the shaymer. If we say that no, the pshat is that after everything is said and done, after all of the dust settles over here, after he's been matnative, then the pshat is that the chiyuv of kefil is to the shaymer. Aide that he was kinda a kinyan in the parah for the kefil. Pshat is that the chiyuv kefil is to him. The chi of kefil is to him because of the kinyan that he has in the para. So the chi of kefil is to him. If it's like the second way, the chi of kefil is to him, then you could clear maybe that maybe it's a problem of gimel of beis v'gimel. Maybe it's a problem of being chayiv to the bailim that once we say that the shomer has the chi of. Of kefil to the shomer, so now it would be a chiv of beis or gimel to the bailim. Maybe that's a problem. The Gemara says now of hem rachmana v'loy beis or gimel. Since the chiv is split up,
why would
we say
there is no kefil here? There is a dal of hay.
So again, you guys wanted to say that even as dal of hay, let the kefil go to the shomer,
no,
and the beis
will
give
will. The shomer, not the kefil. Let two times the amount of the animal go to the shomer.
What does the word kefil mean?
Double.
Double. Wait, again, the question was that. Okay, I'll say it again. The question was that let kefil. Okay, kefil. I know Hebrew. Double, kefil, same thing. Yeah, so let the kefil go. Let the kefil go to the shomer, and the beis v'gimel should go to the bailim. So I'm saying, if the way that's going to work is because the chi of kefil is to the shomer, then I can maybe hear that that you want to say the shmechiv kev the shaymer, shmechiv beis gimel der bailam, such a thing doesn't exist. Okay.
That's to say it's the shvut of the rabbanim that all dalav hay goes to the bang, and from that two of it goes to.
That's why we need both. Rashi, how we say Rashi. Petigma, mask for Rambar Chama. Vaha ain o the makne dava shloi baloi. So over here is Machloik is Rishainim. What is the Gemara's cash? Rashi says, mask of Rami, I'm a citizen Katakamatama. Rami Bar Chama's question has nothing to do with the whole Shak Vitaria we just went through in the Gemara. He asked independent of the Mishnah, in the independent question on the Mishnah. And that I knew that what's from the Mishnah? How can the Mishnah say that the Shem is coming in the Kefil? It's pound of Shalom. Zok the Ritva. And if you look at the Rajba in Gittin, the Rajba Gittin as well. Just Mamash Derech Agam, he's not even coming to explain it. Just it's not when the way he quotes our Gemara, it's before the Raj. Mamash way he quotes the Gemara, Derech Agav, we see how we learned our Gemara. And the Ritva here speaks to Abifair, she takes on Rashi. And Ritva says, Lashon, I think it's probably, I'm guessing that's on the side of it, in the Gos of the Psal Ranchburg. He sends you to a bunch of Kvali Svarim, Lichas Oilom, Yom Shmua. I didn't look it up, but I'm assuming that he has the Ritva's problem, which is the Lashon Maskif doesn't usually Maskif, the Lashon of Akasha, Maskif, is not on a Mishnah. Yeah, Maskif is always an attack question on somebody else, on an Amira, what the Amira said. So he says, listen to Maskif, Layimbe, Bishum Duchta, Kadkashi, Legufa, the Mastisin. Nowhere in Shas, is the word maskif as a question on a Mishnah. Maskif is always when they're marrying between themselves, they ask questions on each other, maskif lay of chulu. So Melev, here we're saying maskif, it must mean it's a kasha on the Amayir, not a kasha on the Mishnah. Says Ritva, why not? Why isn't a kasha on the Mishnah? You have this question on the Mishnah of Shabbalayim. He's very simple. He says, without the Gemara before, I would say, maybe the Mishnah, it's a tkanas chamim. Maybe it's the Tekanas Olam, maybe it's the Tekanas Chamim that the Machna, the Fig, you know, the Shem is going out of his way. Maybe Chazal felt that he deserves the Kefil. So well, it's, maybe it's Chazal, it's a Hefker Bez and Hefker, it's Chazal that are being Machnid. And then, L'chayr is Tekanah, L'chayr is saying over here, there's no problem of Dovah Shem Olam when it comes. Okay, I don't know if he's saying if it would be Hefker Bez and when he says Tekanah, right? So what, Tekanah is no problem Dovah Shem Olam. So it could be, right? He's saying if it's without the Gemara, you'd say it's the Kana, right? And then we wouldn't have any cash. It's Dov Shalom. I'm asking, why if it's the Kana, is not a problem Dov Shalom? We could, right? So you could maybe say that Hefker Bezdin works even Dov Shalom, because they are all powerful in Dov Shalom. But could, you don't have to say that. You could say more simple that if it was the Kana, then Chazal aren't necessarily saying they stack a kainit. The Kana was. That it should go to him. At the end of the day, when the Ghana pays, Chazal say, the Ghana, don't pay him, pay him. Hakapanim, but now we said, we made a tzrichas in the Gemara. Yeah? You made a tzrichas in the Gemara, whether or not, what is tzrichas? These tzrichas is word bedas habaylim. Yeah? What was it as far as ain the hair? Yeah? Would he be machnit? Wouldn't he be machnit? It's nafish tircha, it's nafish kfeila. So that sounds like we're talking about the Baal HaPakad. Yeah?
Gemara says,
right, all these Svaras are Svaras in the Das of the Baalim. So Mela says, the Ritva, that's why the Gemara's Kasha, it wakes up now. Maskevla right now. Now that you just told me that by handling svaras in the Das HaBailim, so you've taught me that the way, yeah, that what's going on over here is not Eight the Kanas Chachamim. What's going on over here is Pasha the Bailim being mocked in the Kefil. Oh, once you tell me the Bailim is once being mocked in the Kefil, Gemara in a Makdavish HaBalel. Once you tell me it's not the Kana, that's why you're handling Tzrichas is Mitzad the Svar, whether the Bailim are being mocked in or not, so it means that the Bailim are being mocked in. The Bailim are being mocked in, but Gemara, the Bailim Davish HaBalel. Yeah?
What would Rami Bar Chama explain why Kalim and
Kalim
are both in the Mishnah?
And Echanami. He's just saying that, but he's asking it based on what was just said. Maybe it would have had a problem. I don't know what it would have done. You're right, it would have been a problem. But Bakbanim, once the Gemara explained, maybe it's only Eitzah, but it's based on what was just said. It's not a direct Kash in the Mishnah. It's based on what was just said. Maybe you have to say that. Otherwise, no Tzrichus. Truth matter is, though, one second. Emeloi Maknilei. No, so it could be, maybe, no. Could be, Batsman could have the same Tzrichus in the Takana also, maybe. No, the same, the Tzrichus of Batsman could be even in the Takana. Maybe you could still in the Takana. Would Chazal do it or not? It's shayach that tzrichas is even the kana, but what I understand what Rav is saying is, but that Rav Muhammad died from Lashna Gemara. When he talks about emeloi makni like feila, Mishnah is saying about makni like feila. He talks about being makni like feila. So he told me it's the Lashon of the Gemara, not the context of the Gemara. It's the Lashon of the Gemara that he said Machin Lekvela. Machin Lekvela implies as the Bayim of Machin Lekvela. The Mekani has a problem, it's Davish HaMalayim. Zog the Gemara. I feel a Remeir, the Amma, the Machin Lekvela, Hani Milikon, Peres Dekel, Nabi Dasi, Avalacha, Gemara has a whole slew of possibilities why it won't happen. Miyam the Mignevah, Jamsan the Mignevah, Miyam the Mishtak Ganav, Mishtak Ganav, Miyam the Mishalim, Nilamoy the Miftar. And therefore, there's a problem. Even for a mayor, that you could be Maknav Shabalaylam, maybe over here you're not going to be able to. Why? Because there's a problem of Miyamer. Let's see Rashi. When am I the Lashon Loilam? Behech hiknu loy bailam kefil zeh. Shadayin loy nischaye by ganav. So how can they be mocking the kefil? So again, it's clear in Rashi that we're handling, you're being mocking the kefil itself, certainly not like Taisvis, that it's part of the kefila. Rashi is very clear. Heich hiknu lo bailim kefil zeh shadayin lo nischai legane stavish lo bailim. I feel it made on pergim l'dushin arayam mukdashis li amashis gayer ikul meimar ikul migmi mino, says Rashi moicha peris dekul chavei rash lo bailim nifligi bar puna bar nachim l'chama beiz nashim. So Rashi is very interesting over here. The Shemir Eshtal Rashi. The Rashi the Chara trying to bavarin a big problem that the Rishonim have, which we'll see again in Mitzvah next week. The big Riches in Ramban, smaller Riches Taisa Rashi, like very very Bekitzer over the Ramban as usual Riches, and that is the Rishonim are bothered. Who with, you know, classic Gemara over the place. You know, Paris Deco. That's the classic Dov Shem Loilam. That's where Meir holds of the Mak Dov Shem Loilam. So, Meir does not say anything about Paris Deco. Meir is talking about a case of Kedushin. Amnas as Geyer. A guy goes over to a girl and says, I mean, Mekadosh you for when after I become a Ger. Or he goes over to Shiksa and says, I'm Kaddish you when you become Egg Yairis. That is what Rameya was talking about. He wasn't talking about Paris Dekel. So the big question of Shainim is, where does the Gemara get? How does the Gemara know that Rameya holds that? Why are we discussing Paris Dekel by Rameya? There was the question really is even more serious, as we'll see in the Rishayim, because there's a svarat in Mechalik between Amenashe's Gayer or Shetiz Gayeri and Peres Dekel. The Ainu that the Ainu that over here the object, the Dovra Nikne is Ba'ilam, and by Peres Dekel the Dovra Nikne is not Ba'ilam. And that would restrain him.
No, it's make not. A major point.
As I've told you many times, like I always tell my kids, you're not allowed to contradict your father, especially when you're wrong. But even if you're right, anyway.
So you become a whole new thing when you become a ger, right? You say that in Kiddushin. So
Yesh's guy is called Shemuel.
But the Jew isn't by love. Right? Did I say that in Kiddushin?
There is a concept called Gesha's Gai Kodesh and Eldam, yes.
Right, so the question, can't say it's Bible.
But the question is, what does that mean exactly? How far we go with that? May I ask a question? If a guy owes someone $100 million, and then he's Megayer, right? Good way to cancel your debts. You don't have to go into chapter 11, just become a Jew. If it's a Jew that you owe the money to.
It's not that simple. Become a Jew,
so. Well, for $100 million, the stomach guy will become a Jew, yeah? So, Elamai, the answer is you still owe the money. Okay? And Kodesh Nel Dami doesn't mean Mamish Kodesh Nel Dami. Pasha is talking about Lagabe Arayas. Lagabe Arayas, Lagabe Kirva.
We'll use this as a terrence for Randy
Kadesh's Leah. Okay. Kids, the Rishonim do discuss over here. That there's a difference between Peres Dekel and Lachashes Gaia Vachulu, because over here that the Dover Hanikne is Ba'ilam, and so Pashtus Rashi is coming to Bavar in this problem. That's what Rashi says. Ikal Migma Mina. In other words, because Pashas Rashi is trying to say that Haray, once we see Remeir does hold the concept of Yikimach Davashav Olam, and the Gemara does put all cases, the Gemara says, gives you a whole list of Hanayim Rayim that hold other Makna Davash Malaylam. So Rashi is saying that we know that Mary does hold of Makna Shalaylam. And we know that this is one of the cases of Shalaylam. Okay, it's Mustafa to say, you know, you could possibly be Machalik. It's Mustafa to say, to put it all together. That's what Rashi says. Ikal Enigma Mina, we could learn out Lagabe Peres Dekla as well. Agabanim. Which is Mechaikas Amarai. But the Gemara says the problem here is not a Vidasi. Why? Because Miyam and the Migna Vash also Liganet, the Litni Lekefa Bashas Mesira, the Karcha Mashas Mesira, Barlak Nuye, Shemashi Men Amanaske. It has to be the kind of then. Well, where else is there Kenyan? Right? So therefore, since you've been kind of way back then, mainly you have a problem of. Mel, you have a problem of that, you know, it's very iffy. It's very iffy. Mel, it's very iffy. For Mel, it might be a problem of Davish Lebelayl. Let's just start places. In time, Valcha, Phil, Yavid also, hey, Kikna Kefal, Mois, Shashile, Ole Mois, and Kindness. I'll make him up Mishapara. So Mela, the Gemara says the problem is just that over there it's not here. It's not a vidasi, and therefore the chayr is far vidasi. There's no smichas das. What's the far vidasi? It's loy vidasi. Means even for a mayor, since it's not for sure that it's going to happen, so there's a svara of they're not smichas das. This is a chsar and smichas das. Chayr. which is really Shai Lebachal, and we'll get into that a little bit. I guess I'm not sure I'm throwing out the question, or if I mentioned Smichas Das, there's really a question, really, what is the side of the Chasar and of Dov Shabalayla? Right? Mandamar said, if you hold Nagami, you hold any of the Max and Dov Shabalayla. What is the Chasar? Is the Chasar in Smichas Das? Is the Chasar is that, since it's not here, right? So therefore, you're not really relying on it, and you're not necessarily sure it's going to happen. So really, therefore, you're going to make the kinyan, but really you're not there. And mela, there's no das to be kinda, or das to be makne. Because since it's not here, it's as far as to say that you don't really mean it. You don't really mean it. That's the chasar. That's the chasar in the loybalayla. Or no, or the chesaron could be that a more fundamental problem, the Ainu, if the object is not here, then you can't make a kinyan on it. You can't make a chalais kinyan on something that's not here. How can you make a chalais for something that's not here? Right? That is a shayla. There is a shtickle raya in the Gemara on Tezayin. The Gemara discusses where a guy says, Sadazu, when I buy it, I'm gonna be making it to you. And he didn't buy it yet. He wants to sell when he buys it, he wants to sell it to the guy. So the Gemara says, Gemara is a svara, like this. Yeah, the Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara says you kind it. Yeah? Gemara says you kind it. Kitzer, there's a problem from the Gemara of the guy's Masha Irish Ma'aba, or Masha Tal Mitzadasi, he's not kind of, he says, what I yarish my father, I'm selling to you what I will yarish in, or what my traps. Pull in, it doesn't work. So where it says, what's the difference? Where it says, Hacha samchadaite, Hacha samchadaite. Yeah? So, but if I say, what I'm going to buy, but actually, it was a case of a ganav. The guy stole it, the guy sold stolen goods, so we say, this is smart to say, he's been mocking it. He's going to try to get it, and therefore he's samach das. And where is the kids? Where is the svar of the smichas das? Hasam samach daite. By mashir shma, but loy samach daite. So here it's mashma, and the chsarin of Dov Shalom is smichas das. But we'll have to get back to that.